we have seen the mergers of banks over the past decade. I'm concerned you're about to accelerate that by encouraging anyone who has a large deposit in a community bank to say, we're not going to make you whole, but if you go to one of our preferred banks, we will make you whole at that point.
Look, I mean, we're that's certainly not something that we're encouraging.
That is happening.
He says that the vinyl iodine chloride was the reason why the tanker contents had to be burned, all five cars, not just the one, as I had just mentioned, because there were actually emergency tankers ready to offload the chemicals after the derailment. All they had to do was just, you know, the railroad had to just call them in. They would have driven up and they would have started, you know, pumping out the chemicals so that they didn't have to do the controlled burn. But they would have discovered what the contents were if they would have done that.
Hey friends, thanks so much for tuning in. Sean from SGT Report here. The first clip you heard was Janet Yellen being grilled by Senator James Lankford. And my God, you know these people are destroying our nation by design. They get to choose who lives and who dies. And I think the same is true in regards to United Nations Agenda 2030 and what's happening in East Palestine, Ohio. Retired Lieutenant Colonel Sandy Marecki joins me with a blockbuster report about the real news, information, and chemicals dumped in East Palestine that the mainstream media and the EPA are covering up to this day. And guess what? It's very possible that the real plan for the use of those chemicals could have brought the world directly into World War III. Thanks for tuning in, friends. Before we start, just a quick word about our sponsor. Silver has been valued for its beauty and rarity for centuries. But did you know it also plays a vital role in modern industry and tech? According to Noble Gold Investments CEO Colin Plume, who I just interviewed recently, silver could be the new oil. From electronics to solar panels, demand for silver is only set to rise. That's why investing in a silver IRA from Noble Gold Investments is a smart choice for those looking to secure their financial future. With a Noble Gold Investments silver IRA, you can invest in physical silver coins or bars and take advantage of its unique properties as both a precious metal and industrial commodity. Not only does a Noble Gold Investments silver IRA provide a hedge against inflation and market volatility, it also allows you to diversify your portfolio with an asset proven to hold its value over time. And this month, you'll get a beautiful Silver Eagle coin with every qualifying IRA of $20,000 or higher. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold Investments and their thousands of five-star reviews. Just visit NobleGoldInvestments.com to get started. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com. Hey friends, welcome back. Thank you so very, very much for tuning in. It's Sean from SGT Report. Guys, I want to let you know, my wife and I were just in Asheville, North Carolina for a variety of reasons, one of which was to visit the Biltmore Estate, built by Vanderbilt in 1895. 1,000 men toiling 10 hours a day, 6 days a week to build this thing, the likes of which has never been built in the United States again. I'll have more on that in the future because we saw some very interesting things while on that tour. Let me just say, guys, the money powers, well, they've been the real power behind this government since long before the foundation and the formation of the Federal Reserve in 1913. Guys, today we're going to talk about that Chernobyl event in East Palestine, Ohio. And my guest today is Sandy Marecki. She's a retired lieutenant colonel in the United States Air Force. She was injured by a vaccine while in the military. She's received her PhD in particle physics at UC Berkeley. And Sandy, we're going to forgive you for that. We know that you are not a brainwashed, woke libtard, let's just say that much, but you were hired by the Air Force Academy in 2016 to teach physics. Guys, get this. You want to talk about a brainiac? She has degrees in astrophysics, aeronautics, astronautics, military history, physics, and particle physics. And guys, when COVID arrived, she told leadership that mandates were illegal and unlawful. God bless her for that. She also helped hundreds of people, cadets, active duty, contractors, civilians, with their religious and medical exemptions. She's a friend of our friend, Todd Callender. And get this, guys, she was fired in September 2022 for fighting against the mandates. Now she fights to get America back from the corrupt corporation pretending to be the U.S. government. Sandy, you and I are in agreement on that. It is a corrupt, wholly owned corporation. This is no longer the republic by and for the people, is it?
Absolutely not. And thanks for having me. I appreciate being here.
Well, it's really my pleasure. And before I just share some current news I was tweeting about today, I would like to point out that it appears that the Biden family can commit any level of crime that they wish to engage in, including treason, and nobody gets indicted in that family. Meanwhile, as we're having this conversation today, it appears the arrest of Donald J. Trump over a misdemeanor might be imminent. We shall see how that plays out. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, you know as well as I do that we get news from all sides of an issue that it's hard to know what's the truth and what isn't. Are they just trying to spin us up and get us to react in some illogical way so that they could say, see, we told you how illogical and violent they were? Since we now know from all the January 6th tapes that probably more than two-thirds of the people that breached the Capitol that day were federal agents, it's hard to know.
Yeah, and that's the rub, right? You know, I tweeted about this, really, the fact that this is no longer a government by and for the people. We have no representative form of government, no equal justice under the law anymore. And I'll share that tweet in a second. But guys, just to tease where we're going today, I'll do a screen share here. So the great Ohio land grab, one wonders how this is all going to shake out with the EPA and how they're handling this thing. More on that in just one second. But Sandy, I wanted to show you and the audience this. So if you see the image there before you, I just created this today. The image on the left is of well-dressed, civilized, intelligent people wearing suits and dresses and hats in the 1930s in New York City. The image on the right is the opposite of those people burning down buildings and rioting in New York City less than 100 years later. And I wrote this: the Rockefeller New World Order deliberate dumbing down and destruction of America has taken us from this, the image on the left, to this, the image on the right, in less than 100 years. And frankly, I think that's going to be a nice segue into our conversation about what's going on in Ohio, East Palestine, Ohio today. But your thoughts on that picture? Less than 100 years to take us from a burgeoning culture of decent human beings, intelligent, informed, respectful of one another, to the image on the right. Less than 100 years.
Yeah, that's true. And just as you said, the dumbing down has been a deliberate act. You just read the Rockefeller's book and you'll find all those kinds of statements in there, deliberately poisoning us, deliberately dumbing us down by the mandated public school system, which they have then dumbed down over time and made totally corrupt. So that's pretty much where we're at. Yeah, it looked great, didn't it, back then? Everyone was polite and well-dressed and the streets were clean and yeah.
And you know what they did in Minneapolis, St. Paul? They used to have a beautiful trolley system just like that one. And guess who buried it? Guess who took it apart, dismantled it, and buried all the cobblestones and paved over all of it? Rockefeller, Rothschild, the same powers that be, J.P. Morgan. They destroyed that beautiful trolley system. And they've destroyed the culture we're seeing right there before our eyes, haven't they? They've literally destroyed us from within.
Absolutely.
It's just absolutely heartbreaking. Guys, I want to go back to my Twitter here and show you just a couple of things I tweeted about today. So JP Morgan Chase thought it had $1.3 million worth of nickel stored in a warehouse. A closer examination revealed bags of stones. So I had to tweet, if JP Morgan's nickel isn't there, do you really still believe your silver and gold is? For those of you who believe you have physical metal on storage at the LBMA, the COMEX, or whatever, I suggest you get physical as fast as possible. But here's what I really wanted to share regarding what's going on right now with the banks. We'll play just a bit of testimony from Janet Yellen at the Treasury in just one second. But I must ask the question, why continue paying taxes to these people when there is no longer any equal representation or justice under the law? Janet Yellen and the Fed will choose who lives and who dies. Listen to this exchange between Janet Yellen, guys, and James Lankford.
Let me start with some of the banking issues we're dealing with on it. Will the deposits in every community bank in Oklahoma, regardless of their size, be fully insured now? Are they fully recovered? Every bank, every community bank in Oklahoma, regardless of the size of the deposit, will they get the same treatment that SVB just got or Signature Bank just got?
A bank only gets that treatment if a majority of the FDIC board, a supermajority of the Fed board, and I, in consultation with the president, determine that the failure to protect uninsured depositors would create systemic risk and significant economic and financial consequences.
So what is
and
your plan?
Made that determination.
Right. So what is your plan to keep large depositors from moving their funds out of community banks into the big banks? We have seen the mergers of banks over the past decade. I'm concerned you're about to accelerate that by encouraging anyone who has a large deposit in a community bank to say, we're not going to make you whole, but if you go to one of our preferred banks, we will make you whole at that point.
Look, I mean, that's certainly not something that we're encouraging.
That is happening.
You know what? He maintained his composure very well, because I would have lost it right there on her. And I would have said, yes, you are absolutely causing this, and it's on purpose. And we know, Sandy, I'm coming back to you. When they destroy the regional banks, when they cause this bank run from small banks around the country into the big to fail banks like JP Morgan, Wells Fargo, et cetera, Bank of America, that will collapse the backbone of the country. And then it will allow these demon creatures to introduce their central bank digital currency, right?
Yeah.
And that's the tracking and tracing of humanity. That is serfdom, perpetual serfdom for we the people, if we comply. But guess what? They're not even asking us to comply. They're just forcing us into, they're corralling the sheeple into these big banks. And the sheepdogs, well, they intend to destroy us, don't they?
Absolutely. The more scary part is who's controlling the sheepdogs.
That's a great point. Who do you think is?
We're going to have a discussion of that offline, and I'm going to tell you some people you need to interview on that.
All right. We will circle back on that, friends, and I will make sure that I do just that. One last tweet I want to share with you guys, and perhaps this all ties together nicely right here. As prophesied, they hate Christ. I quote the Bible here, guys, Revelation 2, verses 10 through 11. You need to hear this. Stu Peters tweeted it, I retweeted it, and the Bible predicted it.
Conservative Christian leaders are calling on Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to stop a bill proposed by members of his coalition to make it criminal to tell people about Jesus in Israel. Our Jerusalem correspondent Daniel Cohen is live near Tel Aviv with more. Good morning, Daniel.
Good morning, Allison. Good morning, everyone. A big story just before, days before Palm Sunday, Good Friday, and Easter, sacred time for Christians. Two ultra-Orthodox members of Prime Minister Netanyahu's coalition have introduced a bill that would punish believers for sharing the gospel of Jesus with prison time. United Torah Judaism Knesset members Moshe Gafni and Yaakov Asher introduced legislation last week making it illegal to share in conversation or produce content online, in print, or by mail. Their explanation of the bill emphasizes a warning to stop Christians in particular.
All right, I'll pause it right there. Hey, I don't want to put words in your mouth, Sandy. We'll talk offline, but I think maybe we've just identified some of the sheepdogs. All right, look, I know that you have a PowerPoint that you've assembled today about East Palestine. You're calling it the Chernobyl event, and I want to turn this over to you as we talk about the EPA potential land grab going on there. We talk about what was definitely predictive programming with that Netflix movie about the exact same thing happening in the exact same place. United Nations Agenda 2030, I think, is a big part of this. Joe Biden is a traitor. I think that's a big part of this. And I'll turn it over to you. Where would you like to begin?
All right. Well, I will share my screen and then I'll put some caveats up front. This is a compilation of a bunch of research that I've done. So I've been sending Todd some of my more, I'll say, profound discoveries as I do my research into certain topics. I am an intelligence hound. In other words, I like love intel. And so I'm always reading, watching videos, listening to kind of both sides, because a lot of times we accidentally get the false narrative and you have to have that instinct to know which is right and which is wrong. So I was sharing some information with Todd and he was putting two and two together and says, hey, you've got to go on Sean's SGT report and talk about this. And I'm like, dude, that is not my expertise. As you read, I don't have a, hazardous materials or OSHA or EPA or any of that kind of background. But what I do have is a scientific mind that can take all this data and kind of put it all together And it was one of my strengths when I was in the military was doing what we call white papers, which is where you do this massive amount of research and you compile it down to like two or three pages that you can hand to the general officer and say, this is what you need to know about this topic. So that's kind of what I put together here. And I'm doing this as a favor to Todd. So,
well, and a favor to all of us, frankly, because look, we all know we're under attack. It's a multifaceted attack against we the people. It's the vaccines, right? The bioweapon masquerading as a vaccine. It's open borders to the south. It's terrorists, known terrorists on the FBI watch list. I think 16 in just the past, I don't know what the thing said the other day I just read, 16 known terrorists in the past week or month have come over the southern border. I don't know how to describe, Sandy, here's the thing. I don't know how to describe Joe Biden as anything other than a traitor at this point.
I don't think anyone in this country actually can say anything else about the guy than that. All after right. What we've seen for the past 2 years now, isn't it?
But I know you agree with me on the fact that we are suffering under a multifaceted attack. It's the mm-hmm. vaccines. It's the poison air, the poison water. What's happening here in East Palestine, Ohio? It's the open southern border. It's the attack on our families. It's the attack on Christianity. It just never ends with these people. I think the only way to stop it is to identify them, arrest them, and try them for their crimes. I mean, God knows they like arresting us and putting us in gulags in Washington, D.C. without trial.
Yeah, so the problem is that they control the courts. And so until we get actual lawful, common law, constitutional courts established, they're just going to get, you know, oh, don't commit treason anymore and let go. So that's the risk.
Yeah, and by the way, that traitor masquerading as a president has mm-hmm. signed on to the World Economic Forum agenda. He's all on board with United Nations Agenda 2030, which I think this Ohio event is very much a part of. And he's very much happy to agree with Klaus Schwab and the World Economic Forum. They don't want us to own anything. And yet they say we'll be happy. I'll dispute that to the end of days.
99% of Americans would agree with you on that.
All right. East Palestine, Ohio, Chernobyl incident, Norfolk Southern accident. I would call it maybe a made-to-happen accident, and decision right. to open pit burn some of the most toxic chemicals known to man, like vinyl chloride, right?
We're going to get to that. All right, so I'll go ahead and get started. So the bottom line on all of this is that this was a disaster bigger than Chernobyl, and no one's talking about it in those kinds of terms. It's bigger than any previous disaster we've ever had, and still there's been no official declaration of a disaster like there should be. So first I'm going to go through a timeline of events because that's going to play into the thing that got Todd's attention and the thing that I'll talk about towards the end. But most of this information is coming from the Epoch Times. Just as I was about to create a timeline, I found theirs. And so that's the link to it below. I'm going to give them credit for this.
Great, great.
All right. So what we know, February 3rd, about 8:55 Eastern time, Norfolk Southern train was passing through East Palestine, Ohio. And about 151 cars in the train, three locomotives, because if it being so big, usually you would have one at the beginning, one at the end. But because it was so big, they had one in the middle as well, which is how you would handle something like this. Now, this is a huge train. It's not the biggest one ever, but there's some questions about whether the train should be this big to begin with. So about 40 miles prior to the incident, there were videos that an axle was already on fire, which means hot. And hot box detectors, which are these little machines that are along the tracks about every 10 miles or so, it varies, would easily have caught this. So we have four of them, right? 40 miles prior should have seen this, which means that there's no way all four of those would have failed unless they were intentionally sabotaged. We have no evidence of that. So the question then remains, well, the warning came through, but the train operators either ignored the warnings or were told to ignore the warnings. So the train had slowed down from 50 miles an hour to 30 miles an hour right before the derailment. So you go, sounds like they knew something was wrong because there wasn't a requirement for them to slow down at that point. So in the end, about 50 cars derailed, 11 of them containing hazardous chemicals, according to the train. And it spread out about a half a mile of the track and pretty much destroyed it. There was an initial fire, which was relatively limited, and no emergency crews appeared to be on site. And this is from the videos of the actual local news station, WKBN. So the fire then went down, but then somehow expanded over the next few days. And so it's a little bit odd as to how that would have happened unless the cars were being starting to break apart. And so the tanker cars in the videos were clearly on fire from the inside. In other words, like the caps had already come off or whatever, or melted through, and then the fire was just coming out of the inside of the tankers. So at this point, you're going, doesn't sound like there's too much of a hazard at this point. So this is the actual radar image, weather radar, from the WKBN, which is the local CBS station there. And this was after the initial incident. And so the upper left corner of that red circle is this, oh, I don't know if I can move a little arrow there. Let's see. So right here is where East Palestine is. And so you can see it was a wind blowing from the northwest to the southeast, and it was carrying these soot particles over the top of essentially Pennsylvania at this point. So then this is now the next morning. So 9 o'clock at night is when it happens. Now, next morning, they start to recommend evacuations. Couldn't have figured it out any earlier than that, I guess. So materials are now leaking into two of the local creeks, and the train company is trying to restrict the flow of that leaking material. And so we're told that it's vinyl chloride, which we know already can cause by itself, with nothing else, cancers of the brain, lungs, blood, lymphatic system, liver. I mean, it's just nasty stuff. And this is the stuff that usually ends up making PVC pipe and stuff like that. So now another day goes by, and then the governor was supposedly told about the spill. Well, it's interesting that he was not told before this. And he was told at that point that one car was at risk of exploding. And this is 36 hours later. So you're starting to wonder, okay, because the fire had actually died down and then started back up again. So now we're going, what's going on? So the evacuations were continued, but only a 1 mile radius. Well, I'll tell you, if a tanker of vinyl chloride exploded, it would be going a heck of a lot more than 1 mile radius. So that's a little suspicious as of, in of itself. So then on the 6th, now another day goes by. This is when they finally make this decision, the EPA, the governors of Ohio and Pennsylvania, supposedly, that they're going to intentionally detonate and burn 5 cars of vinyl chloride. I thought only one car was in the danger of exploding. So this huge black cloud of toxins fills the air and starts going, follows the wind. Inside of this cloud, because of the burning of these chemicals, we're now looking at mainly phosgene, which is a World War I poison gas, and dioxins. This fire burned for over 2 days over the eastern US with changing winds, and I'm going to show you that here in a second. And there is no way you could ever put these two words together to describe this event, controlled burn. That's like saying cold fire. I mean, literally, they're oxymorons.
I couldn't agree more. It was the opposite of a controlled burn. I mean, you being into physics and science, you know what a controlled burn is, as does my audience at this point. That was an open pit burn. But beyond that, I want to ask you one thing, and I bet you're going to get to it in this conversation. We hear a lot of talk about dioxins.
Yes.
What a joke. What an absolute joke. And in addition to that being the joke it is, the EPA is saying, oh, guess what? We have no baseline for dioxins. So if we test your land or home and we find what we say are dioxins, well, we might just have to condemn your home and then clean it up and then hit you with the bill because dioxins. And in addition to that, did you know that the EPA person on site in East Palestine said, oh, and by the way, dioxins on your property? Well, that can be caused by barbecues in the backyard, barbecuing. So I think we can see what's coming here.
Yes, absolutely. I am going to talk a little bit about that.
Great.
All right. So this was the actual prediction. The blue circle is the 1 mile radius around the, it's a half a mile site. So it's kind of hard to make a 1 mile radius around that. But this is what they thought was going to happen with the controlled burn, so-called. I don't think that looks so controlled if it's covering two counties. It's just me. And then the green circle is what they eventually expanded it out to be. So what actually happened? So this was a photo taken by a passenger on an airline that was flying near East Palestine after the fire had been ignited. And so I don't think that looks too controlled to me. And so the arrow was pointed to the actual center of the fire. And so it actually spread out in a circle around where the fire started, not just following the winds. So these were models, conveniently deleted off the internet by NOAA. So this is our National Oceanic Administration. I forget the other A, I'm sorry. The one on the left is the initial time of the burn. And so I'm going to try to get my arrow over there. So this black star is where the burn is actually occurring and the winds are blowing down towards the south. And so all the people in West Virginia, parts of Virginia, and a little bit of Pennsylvania are getting the initial hit with all of that stuff. But now the winds are shifting over 2 days. This is now February 8th, 2 days later. And now this is the predictions for where these particles are going to end up. And so now it's taking out pretty much most of Pennsylvania, New York, parts of New Hampshire, Vermont, also into Canada, Ontario. So it's a pretty much bigger than Chernobyl disaster, which is why I call it what I did. So this is where, if you take that kind of spray pattern from where the winds were blowing towards the south, and then they were blowing towards the northeast. And so that's the area that is now impacted by what they did. There's also a lot of water impacts. And because the water is not stationary, on the left side, you see what happens to that plume as it goes over the ocean and then spreads out in the water. So that can impact all the life that's in the ocean at that point. And on the right side is the watershed. So a drop of water that would fall here would go into this Mississippi, upper Mississippi basin. So this red line around the Ohio River down to the Mississippi is going to be the area where all of the chemicals that were flowing into the creeks are going to eventually make it into the Ohio River and then into the Mississippi River. So this is not a limited event in any way, shape, or form. So now we're up to February 8th, and this is now where the fire is kind of out of this massive control burn, and it's safe to return to home now. We can find absolutely no evidence that any testing was actually performed. So Evan Lambert is a reporter with News Nation, was arrested for absolutely no reason, except that he was telling the truth in his reports.
Yeah, I saw that. It's uh-huh. one of the most remarkable things I've seen ever happen in the United States, I guess, aside from peaceful protesters yeah. being thrown into dungeons in Washington, D.C. If I were him, I would file a lawsuit against those two arresting officers. Absolutely, 100%. I'd have my friend James Tracy help me with that.
Absolutely. And what was even more egregious is that the Ohio National Guard Major General actually physically attacked him.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Where did that happen?
In the gymnasium of the school where they were having the, like, where the reporters could hang out or something.
Yeah.
So he was arrested. It was a total poop show, and caught all on video, which is awesome because that makes it great when we get courts back again, of course. And so, but he was later released on bail, and he released a statement about how embarrassed and disgusted he was with the whole scenario. So up until this point, now we're talking about February 3rd on the incident to February 8th, there was no mainstream news reporting until this point because of Evan's reporting, I would guess, because it got out and it started going viral. People actually living in Ohio had no idea about this entire incident. Like from February 3rd on, they're like, there's a chemical burn going on in Ohio. They had no idea because no one's saying a word. So it's all been local news up until this point. Okay, so now we're up to the 10th, a week later. So the EPA goes, oh, well, I guess we should do something about this. And so they send a letter to the railroad company about the hazardous chemicals in the train. And the letter they get back says, oh, it's vinyl chloride, ethylene glycol, monobutyl ether, ethyl hexyl acrylate, isobutylene, and butyl acrylate. Well, if you can hardly pronounce these words, do you think they're safe? I would say no. Vinyl chloride, of course, being at the top of the list. There's also benzenes in here and some other things that end up coming out of the plume. All right, so now we're up to February 13th. So this is now 10 days after the incident. The response from the railroad company. And only now did they start doing any testing for the soil, the air, or the water, which was also 5 days after the so-called controlled burn. 15th, 12 days later, DeWine says, oh, water is safe. And as far as we can tell, they hardly were doing any testing at all. Now here's where it's the right tool for the job. If you use a testing method that can't test parts to billion or parts per billion or parts per trillion. But of course you're gonna say, oh, it's clear there's nothing here because you're not using the right tool. And that's what we're guessing is happening here. So the Ohio EPA is saying they're testing the city water and it seems fine, but they didn't do any private well testing in the plume zone. In other words, you had to pay for it yourself. How nice was that?
Yeah, it's a very generous government when it comes to their crimes.
Absolutely. Right?
They love to cover up their crimes, and they love to cover up the crimes of these corporations. Why? Because we have a fascist form of government now. The corporations, and that really was my point about what I'll show at that Biltmore mansion with the Vanderbilts, they were the government.
Mm-hmm.
They were the government. Believe me, I can tell you all about that, guys, if I ever get to making that video. Sandy, I just want to show you and the audience this, since you just mentioned how safe the water is. This video is said to come from East Palestine, Ohio.
Nothing to see here.
Yeah, that doesn't look very safe to me.
Nothing to see here.
I'm no scientist, though, so. Good God.
I know. All right. So now you have to pay for it yourself if you want to get your own well tested, even though you had absolutely no fault at all in this entire scenario. So now on the 16th, 13 days later, they finally have their first town hall meeting in East Palestine to tell people what's going on. So they've been totally in the dark this whole time. Of course, the railroad company was supposed to show up, didn't show up. That same day, another train, Michigan train, same company, derails. It's just like, you can't make this up. They say there's no hazardous chemicals on board that one, and there was no apparent fire. But, you know, interesting how it just happens that same time.
Do you know what just occurred to me? I hate to keep interrupting. I promise, guys, I'll shut up here in a second. But this is such serendipity. So it just occurred to me, and I should have thought of this before you came on. So we're talking about railroads, right? We're talking about the power of corporations. I talked about Vanderbilt and the Biltmore Mansion. Guess how Vanderbilt made his money? Shipping, and he owned the railroads. And guess what? I could not get my brain around how 1,000 men working even 10 hours a day for 5 years could build what I saw. Mm-hmm. Guess how they got all the materials there? Vanderbilt built a railroad that came to the front of his estate. The guy bought 100,000 acres. Today, the family still owns 8,000 of those acres. But he built train tracks that brought all of the materials right up to the estate. And that's how they built that castle. So we've hit a bit of serendipity here. These people own everything, including the railroads. And that's why they get to cover up their crimes.
Yep. And they own everybody in the politicians and everything. So, yeah.
Correct. Yeah.
So now DeWine says, hey, FEMA, we need to declare a disaster 13 days later. And of course, FEMA says, no, it really wasn't that big of a deal. We're not going to send a team. 8 states impacted. We're not going to send a team.
Lovely.
Yep. All right. So now the 18th, there's a question if the dioxins were actually in the testing. They go, oh, no, we didn't bother testing for that. So safe to come back, but absolutely no testing about the absolute worst possible chemical that could have been in those fires.
Yeah, and that just, I want to make this point. Tim Truth and others are talking about this, and it needs to be said. Dioxins cannot be allowed to be a catchphrase to condemn people's properties because, based on their own words, they did not test for dioxins. So the EPA admits we have no baseline. So then What happens when they come to your property and they say, oh, you have dioxin poisoning all over your property? Must have been from your barbecue. Couldn't have been from Norfolk Southern. So you can see how insidious this is. The whole thing is a cover up.
Absolutely. I'll skip a little bit ahead because of the topic you just brought up. But
no, if you've got it in here, take us through it. It's very important. I want to hear this in your words.
I want to make sure I don't mess it up because I don't think I put this in there. But OK, so this is an interesting point you bring up because the OSHA specialist that I'm going to talk about in a couple more slides mentioned that if there's no baseline testing, then, you know, this is what they're claiming. There's no baseline testing. So therefore, we can't compare it to what it was before. So we don't know where it came from.
Right.
Well, it's very easy to do baseline testing if you're an OSHA specialist. You just go to, like, go 5 miles back to where there was no impact from this thing, and you just start taking a bunch of samples and take an average. You say that was probably what it was in the area of East Palestine before the incident. That's not hard to do.
Right. That would be logical. And
no, let's not do that. And we can't do that. That's scientific.
Well, and you know what? It is E. Michael Jones who's famously said, and I know people will dispute this, but I like it from a scientific perspective and a logical perspective. He says, hell is the absence of logic. I mean, if you kind of think about what they're doing with this whole trans movement and convincing young people that they can just change genders, it really is the absence of logic, which to me is hell. Can you imagine suffering an eternity in hell where there is no logic and good is considered evil? And evil is considered good. I kind of think that's what we're up against.
Absolutely. So Trump now says, I'm going to visit the area. That was on February 19th. Well, then FEMA immediately comes back and says, oh, well, we need to send a team to the area. And this is literally how it happened. So then now the EPA is appearing, trying to appear tough and say, well, we're going to hold the railroad responsible for the cost of the cleanup. Okay, fine. You can, you know, do your little puppet speaking, right? Because like they always do. So the 22nd, Trump visits the area. He brings water and cleaning supplies. The people are so happy to see him. 23rd, we haven't even heard about our transportation secretary, have we? This is 20 days later. He finally decides to go to the area.
Pete Buttigieg, I can't even say the guy's name. And,
I know.
Have you seen him, by the way, on site? He looks like a child. I mean, he just, you want to talk about the opposite of gravitas, the opposite of like charisma.
People with confidence.
It's such a joke. Again, it's part of the humiliation ritual, though. Mm-hmm. Fetterman as a senator, Biden as a president, Buttigieg as, you know, transportation secretary. It's all part of a humiliation ritual. And, you know, by the way, for those who don't know what a dog king is, go Google that. Go Bing that. Joe Biden is a dog king. It's all part of a humiliation ritual that goes back centuries.
Absolutely. Absolutely. All right. So Erin Brockovich, who's been very vocal this whole time, she, for people that don't know, was responsible for suing PG&E successfully in California when their so-called holding ponds for their toxic waste had entered into the water supply. And they knew about it and they didn't do anything about it. And so she was working on this with a law firm, and in her investigations, she was able to get all the people in that area that were affected the money that they deserved. So so she's now in the area on February 24th, and she's saying, this is a long game. You've got to protect your health, watch for possible lawsuits, take, you know, pictures and samples of everything in your house for future testing, et cetera. So she's been kind of very helpful in that regard. February 28th, now the EPA might be getting ready to declare a Superfund site, which is absolutely the worst thing that could ever happen to these poor people. There are way too many restrictions on the people, the property, the economy is pretty much going to tank. They're pretty much going to take over the entire location. The worst thing, and this is the thing you were alluding to, is something called a windfall lien. So the railroad is responsible for doing all this damage. If the railroad won't pay for it, if they only pay for part of it or whatever, and the EPA now has to pay for the other part, then they are going to punish the victims by putting a lien on their property for cleaning up their property because they just made their property worth more money. Tell me how that's logical. I don't know. But this is how they do the land grab.
Friends, just a real quick break and a word about our sponsor. Silver has been valued for its beauty and rarity for centuries. But did you know it also plays a vital role in modern industry and tech? According to Noble Gold Investments CEO Colin Plume, who I just interviewed recently, silver could be the new oil. From electronics to solar panels, demand for silver is only set to rise. That's why investing in a silver IRA from Noble Gold Investments is a smart choice for those looking to secure their financial future. With a Noble Gold Investments Silver IRA, you can invest in physical silver coins or bars and take advantage of its unique properties as both a precious metal and industrial commodity. Not only does a Noble Gold Investments Silver IRA provide a hedge against inflation and market volatility, it also allows you to diversify your portfolio with an asset proven to hold its value over time. And this month, you'll get a beautiful Silver Eagle coin with every qualifying IRA of $20,000 or higher. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold Investments and their thousands of five-star reviews. Just visit noblegoldinvestments.com to get started. That's noblegoldinvestments.com. Yeah, back up. Let's just talk about that a little bit. And I've been following this pretty closely. So my understanding is that the EPA is basically saying, I think it's under something called CERCA. I don't have it in front of me, but there's a name for what they're doing here. And if they say that your property has been damaged by this thing and it's polluted with what they're calling dioxins and it needs to be cleaned up, so the EPA cleans it up, they will assess you for the cost of that. Or if you sold in a fire sale to get the heck out of there because you're worried about your family, so you sold a $300,000 home for $150,000 just to get out, you left your equity on the table if you could afford to do that, and you just left, whoever buys the house then will be assessed a lien by the EPA if what you just described happens, and I can't think of anything more tyrannical than that.
And it's called a windfall lien. So now you know the term.
All right.
All right. So why did all this happen? Well, from Obama to Trump to Biden, all of these administrations failed to enforce the safety regulations or to put in place new ones that would have actually brought the specs, you know, the regulations up to speed. They could have at least avoided or mitigated this disaster and all the other ones that have now happened ever since then. So they were heavily lobbied by the train companies to not have the safety upgrades. And now there's been at least 10 more incidents involving trains since East Palestine. Now, I will say that there is that possibility that we are being actually, this is terrorist or actions, which is not entirely out of the possibilities. So I will throw that out there.
Now, flush that out, though, because when I think of a terrorist event like 9/11, we don't have to get into that. But as you know, they were running all sorts of drills on 9/11. Some of those drills essentially went live. I believe there were explosives placed in those buildings, certainly World Trade Center 7, to bring it down at free fall speed at 5:20 in the afternoon. When I think of terrorist events at this time, at this point in human history, I think of the deep state. All right. I think of the enemies of the Republic. So just to couch that language a little bit, I might say, sure, it was an act of terror, but .. it wasn't done by Osama bin Laden, I can assure you.
Well, it could have easily been done by the illegals crossing the border and brought in specifically for these kinds of actions.
That's a great point. That's right. The terrorists are crossing the border unabated, and Biden, the traitor, will do nothing about it. You're right.
Absolutely. Well, he's part of it.
100%.
All right. So what kind of symptoms are these poor people having? Well, first of all, they're finding dead animals everywhere. As of February 27th, which was the best estimate I could find, they thought about 43,000 animals had been killed. Just 40,000 of those fish, like every fish in the streams and the rivers, were pretty much gone. Birds just dropping dead, chickens in people's yards, mammals like deer and dogs and pets, everything. So this is most likely phosgene. This is that World War I chemical agent that was used against the troops and resulted in about that many deaths of military, actually, in World War I. Other symptoms like coughing up blood or lung problems, again, probably phosgene, a lower dose of it, or the hydrochloric acid. So when you burn the vinyl chloride, you create hydrogen chloride, which as soon as that reacts with water, creates the hydrochloric acid. So you can breathe in the hydrogen chloride, and in your lungs, of course, it's wet. And so you can make the acid within your lungs. And so that's what's going to cause a lot of these issues. For the headaches, rashes, boils on the skin and things like that, that could also be, again, a lower than that dose where it's now getting on the skin instead of actually being breathed in. So this is going to be happening for probably quite a while. So here's the OSHA specialist I talked about. So on March 1st, Kristen Magan, who is an OSHA expert and a former military hazardous materials expert, was on the Mike Adams show, and her assessment, she actually went there, boots on the ground, that the types of symptoms these people are talking about, like the metallic taste and their tongue tingling and then going numb, could be from chromium. Now that was actually Eric Brockovich's specialty, which was hexavalent chromium, and that stuff's nasty. And so that could have been hidden inside these contents that they didn't disclose that could also have been in the train. So don't know. It's just another, hypothesis, theory, whatever. But this is her assessment that more than likely chromium, cadmium, sodium chromate, and other things like that could be responsible. And she said that special PPE is absolutely required for working with these materials. And of course, the folks that were, pushing over the trains and burying the burn pit had no protective equipment whatsoever. And they are now having some serious medical issues.
Just like the first responders on 9/11. And you'll recall then the EPA came out and said, I think within days of 9/11, the air is fine. Yeah. No problems here. And guess what we've seen over the past decades? All of those first responders getting horrible lung diseases and cancers and dying.
Most of them are dead now.
Yep.
And that was just 20 years ago. All right. So Pete Chambers, another hero, went to the area and talked to the people. He went all over this area. And so he said that the companies have been trying to buy this land for decades. And the people are not surprised by this disaster. They consider it just the next onslaught. They're tricking people into selling their small oil wells to the bigger companies because, of course, they're cutting into their profits. Now they're trying to trick people with contracts to pay for their well testing. Hey, we'll test your well. Just sign here. And in that smile, you know, that fine print, they're seeing that they're signing away their future rights to sue the company. Or they're offering people $1,000. Hey, this is just to help get you back on your feet. Sign right here. Same thing. You have no right then to sue afterwards. And if people aren't reading the documents, they're screwed.
Yep. I was going to share this. I'm glad you've got it in there. Attorney Leary of $1,000 inconvenience checks. Norfolk Southern is offering victims of East Palestine train derailment, Cleveland, Ohio. Norfolk Southern has been offering $1,000 to residents in and around East Palestine, Ohio. But Rocky River attorney Micah O'Shea wants concrete assurances that they aren't an attempt to limit potentially larger payouts stemming from the fiery train derailment that released hazardous chemicals into the air. I would bet you $1,000 of my own money, Sandy, that the fine print associated with those checks does exactly what you just said.
Somebody said it did. They actually read it and told their people, stop signing, stop signing.
Yep. Don't accept their $1,000. We've ruined your life and your property and your town. Here's $1,000. Unbelievable.
Right. Yep. So when Pete Chambers was there, he took some samples, and Mike Adams is in the process of setting up his lab to be able to test for dioxins, but it's going to take months till he can get that set up.
Well, let me ask you about that. I saw a video that Tim Truth shared yesterday. Last evening, I was watching this, and it wasn't Tim Truth. It was somebody else that he just put on his channel, and it was a guy ranting about Mike Adams. I like Mike Adams. Mike Adams has done great things for me personally. I know Mike Adams is legit. He's the real deal. He's a true patriot who cares about folks. Why is he sort of falling into this dioxin measurement thing? I mean, help us understand that, because the EPA will use the excuse of, oh, we found dioxins, therefore, you know, bad things are going to happen to you and your property. I don't think dioxins necessarily should be the measurement. So what's your thought on that?
I think that there actually are dioxins involved here. When you burn vinyl chloride, you cannot stop creating dioxins. It is a matter of chemistry.
Okay.
And so it's just where they landed and in what concentrations, and is it anything to be worried about?
Okay, so in defense of Mike Adams and him trying to measure dioxins based on the soil that was brought to him, that would allow us to surmise or at least conclude some sort of baseline based on what you said previously. Let's go 10 miles away. Let's test that soil. Now let's test the soil found in East Palestine so we can at least have some measurement of this disaster caused by Norfolk Southern.
And remember the map that I showed you where it was this big zone of states that were impacted by this plume that just flew all over everywhere. So Mike is going to be getting some of these food products that are coming into his warehouse to be boxed up, and he always tests for everything. So he's got the heavy metals, the glyphosates, et cetera, but he never thought of testing for dioxins before. And so he needs that capability to make sure that there are no dioxins in the food that are coming now from the, you know, future products. So he's got a couple of angles there. But he's offered to test any samples from that area for free once he gets set up. So people need to be taking those samples now and then send them to him when he's ready. So contaminated water. So a lot of this water was collected and whatever and was put into tankers and was eventually going to go to Texas and stored underground. Texas got a little upset about that and they rebelled. And so they wrote to the governor and the governor said, nope, EPA, you're not doing this. And so this is Mike Adams had picked up on this story. Other hazardous materials. So now the hazardous dirt and stuff that was, you know, around that burn area or whatever. Michigan was supposed to get that. And they said, no. And that's from the Epic Times who carried that story. So what's interesting is, that's the last I've heard of these, you know, the water and the hazardous materials, the dirt or whatever. So where is it going to end up? I haven't heard anything since then. And they may have just been totally kept at hush hush so that they wouldn't get shut down anymore. So it's going somewhere to somebody's state.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful.
Yeah. Maybe it ought to be sent to New York City along with all of those illegals that were being shipped up from Texas. I mean, seriously, I mean, if these people are going to destroy our nation from within, then maybe they should suffer the consequences instead of the heartland, the breadbasket, and the Christians.
Amen. All right. So then going into a deeper dive, who owns Norfolk Southern? Well, the top three are kind of working together. and pretty much everything. So about 17-18% maybe of the total shares of Norfolk Southern is Vanguard, BlackRock, State Street. JP Morgan is definitely not clean either, but so there's the top six.
Unbelievable. You guys, yeah. And I know my audience knows this, but I think Vanguard is actually the shadier of the two. BlackRock certainly is too. And of course, BlackRock has given us Edward Dowd, the whistleblower, mm-hmm. who's telling us that all-cause mortality up 40% globally since the rollout of the bioweapon masquerading as a vaccine is because yeah. of the bioweapon masquerading as a vaccine, not climate change. So hats off to Edward Dowd. But Vanguard is a very secret deal. Y'all don't know. We don't know who the shareholders are. And I always like to say Rothschild, Rockefeller, you know, it's the wealthiest families on earth. The Vanderbilts. These are all people who view us as their resources, guys. They're human resources. They're
That's right.
human resources. Therefore, we are expendable. Just like a tree, they can chop down. They can always grow more.
That's right. And in fact, even more insidious is that Vanguard and BlackRock own each other.
Oh, is that right?
Isn't that a trick?
No, it's
yeah.
So,
if you look at all the things that they've ever done, they pretty much own each other. So they just pretend to be separate entities.
You know, it was prophesized that this would be the case when these people were allowed to control and own and operate the fiat printing presses. I mean, we had presidents who were decent men who tried to fight against this. The Rothschilds had 2 10-year charters in the 1800s. They finally got their wish in 1913. And the result of that is that when you print the currency out of thin air and loan it back to the people at 6% interest, that is the Fed charter, eventually you get to own everything with the fiat you print. And that's
only took 100 years.
Exactly. Yep. And well, look at the city. Look at that tweet I sent out. Look what they've done to our great New York City in just less than 100 years.
And we can go into the whole illegal, unlawful, unconstitutional income tax. And, you know, it goes on and on and on from there. So, yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Absolutely.
All right. So coincidentally, there was a movie. Is it Art Imitating Life, Life Imitating Art? It was hard to tell.
Yeah. Starring Adam Driver, the guy from Star Wars. That's right.
Right.
So, yeah, Netflix. This thing just came out, what, 3 months, 6 months before this thing actually happened?
November, I think. So it's from a book in 1985 called White Noise. And I don't know how closely the book and the movie are aligned, but it's almost the exact story line as was the exact actual events. Train derailment near Palestine, Ohio, toxic chemicals on the train, and residents actually were in the film as extras.
Yep.
So what a coincidence.
Can't make it up. Well, it's predictive programming, and it's said that the elite, and I might call them the satanic Illuminati, these folks that like to perform satanic ritual abuse in secret. And guys, again, we saw some weird stuff at the Biltmore Estate. Perhaps I'll get into that in a future video. But they like to tell us what they're doing in secret. I mean, they will telegraph what they're doing. For instance, there was a spinoff of the show X-Files that essentially showed an attack on the World Trade Centers with a hijacked airliner. And that all happened a year before 9/11, when those same towers were actually hit and attacked, we're told, by hijacked airliners. So people know that. My audience knows that, but not everybody does, Sandy.
Mm-hmm. And they also, the X-Files also had the runaway virus thing.
Yeah.
Scenario as well.
I think the X-Files, a lot like The Simpsons, has a lot of that stuff buried in there. In fact, Chris Carter, I believe, is the mind behind X-Files. And he was once asked, how do you guys do this? There's a lot of predictive stuff happening in this show. How does that happen? And he said, I believe I'm paraphrasing, that there was a relationship, or he would have conversations occasionally or get info from the CIA. If I'm saying that wrong, if I'm mischaracterizing that, I apologize, guys, but I'm going off memory there. Wouldn't surprise me a bit, Sandy.
I had not heard that, so thanks for sharing. All right. So this was the theory that got Todd's huge interest and why he wanted me to talk about this. So this is Yoichi Shimatsu, and he did an article with rents.com, the link down there at the bottom. So anyone who's interested in this, I would take a picture of this website with your camera and then go look it up. But this guy had the background to discuss another theory. So with the huge numbers of dead animals and the types of symptoms in the people, another possible explanation is that the train did not contain what they said it contained. vinyl chloride doesn't have enough chlorine in the actual molecule, but vinylidene chloride does. This is a much more hazardous material, and it's also quite illegal to transport it. It is the base chemical for producing chemical warfare weapons, even stronger than the phosgene, which is called mustard gas. And we've probably heard of that from World War I.
Right.
So this is an interesting idea. So when you look at the ship manifest, the train manifest, the source of the cargo was Madison, Illinois. That just so happens to be a closed uranium rod production facility. It is under the cover of Spectralite, which is actually a Dow Chemical company. And Dow Chemical was the ones that made the Agent Orange in Vietnam. This is a chlorine-based compound. The chlorine-based compound is inside the five suspect tanker cars, which were falsely described by the EPA and Norfolk Rail as vinyl chloride. So they're trying to cover up, we think. So if it was actually the more volatile vinylidene chloride, then we're in a lot more trouble. This chemical is used by Dow to clean their uranium fuel rods at that Madison facility, which I think is a Superfund site, and rightfully so.
Oh my God.
And so the chemical is, even today, stored in steel holding tanks at that facility. So what is the evidence that he has? Well, the tanker cars were not marked as required by law. They should have said vinyl chloride and, you know, all the little triangles with the numbers and all the stuff that you've seen on hazardous materials before. So there were no markings. So what were they hiding? They couldn't have just forgotten. That's not how you do this. So phosgene gas was in much higher concentrations than would have been if they had just vinyl chloride instead of the vinylidene chloride. Too many animals were killed immediately. So that means that the phosgene was in much higher concentrations than they thought. In addition, the destination of this train was a switching facility, Conwell Rail Yard in Pennsylvania. And because it's a switching facility, they could have easily rearranged the cars and put them on different trains to take them to different locations. The final destination was never disclosed, but could have been the Aberdeen Proving Grounds, because that is on the way towards the coast. And Aberdeen has a port, and so they could have easily transported a final result, if they processed this chemical, into a chemical weapon and then sent it to Europe. Why would they do that? Well, they could have created a false flag, launched it on Poland, most likely, or another NATO country, blame Russia and start World War III. That's his theory.
Yeah.
And it got intercepted. So now it was a white hat operation. I don't know. I mean, it's like we could throw ideas out here all day long, right? But these are just ideas for us to have in our minds and listen to future evidence and other reports as they come in.
Well, I better ask you what you mean by that, a white hat operation. Obviously, if the chemicals were meant to get to Europe in order to manufacture a false flag and blame Russia, that could spark World War III. We're on the verge of World War III, right? We know that.
Well, that would have been the black hat operation.
No, correct. But the white hat operation would have been to derail this train and spill all this stuff in East Palestine. I mean, that's pretty horrible, too.
To derail it, the fact that it happened in East Palestine might not have been the intent.
Oh, wait a minute. Though, you make an interesting point, too. Now you've got me thinking. If the derailment stopped the delivery of these chemicals before they got to Europe, another part of the black hat operation was to ignite the stuff and set it on fire so it couldn't be tested, so that we don't actually know what those chemicals were.
And when they made the report to the governor, there was one car in risk of exploding. Why did they burn all five?
Right. God.
There's all kinds of little pieces here. And not a couple of days, I would say, around the same time frame as Trump going to East Palestine, Biden went to Ukraine.
That's right. No, I made the point about the traitor being in Ukraine, pledging more money to the cross-dresser Zelensky, the literal actor pretending to be a puppet or pretending to be a president, just like Biden is a puppet portraying a president. He was in Ukraine promising more of our hard-earned money to Zelensky as Trump was in East Palestine. So again, I tweeted about this earlier today. Why do we continue to pay our taxes to a government that no longer represents us and, frankly, would much rather give money to Zelensky to spark World War III than to people in East Palestine who are now going to suffer for generations?
Unless Biden was going to Ukraine to let Zelensky know that the plan to have the mustard gas release was now not happening.
Wow. Yeah, we're going down some rabbit holes here.
This is all we can do is discuss them, right? Freedom of speech. And we can, Yoichi's got some really interesting ideas because he's pieced together all these little details.
Yeah.
And his chemistry background.
Yeah. And Rentz, I used to listen to Rentz all the time. I like Jeff Rentz. I like his show. And if I can think to do it, guys, I will try to leave a link to that below so y'all don't have to take a picture of it and find it for yourself. But this is what we call open source intel. And believe it or not, the CIA and the intelligence agencies, they depend and rely on open source intel probably more than they do other forms of intel, because this stuff, here's the thing, a lot of this stuff is hidden in plain sight, and most people just don't dig for it. Now, the intelligence agencies do. So what we're doing here, we're going down these rabbit holes by sharing open source intel, because the powers that ought not be, they're never going to tell us the truth about anything. All they do is lie.
Right.
Yeah. All right, go ahead. So anyway, I'm just saying that because I don't think you're a tinfoil hat wearing conspiracy theorist. What you and I are trying to do is uncover the obvious conspiracies involved here. There were conspiracies at play here, for sure.
Right. So lots of little things that you could fit together in puzzle pieces to make multiple theories. So this is just one. All right. So he says that the vinylidene chloride was the reason why the tanker Constance had to be burned, all five cars, not just the one, as I had just mentioned. Because there were actually emergency tankers ready to offload the chemicals after the derailment. All they had to do was just, the railroad had to just call them in. They would have driven up and they would have started, pumping out the chemicals so that they didn't have to do the controlled burn. But they would have discovered what the contents were if they would have done that. So it's just a whole bunch of stuff here, it just kind of lines up. So it would have been about the same time to pump the chemicals out of the train rather than to burn it and then clean it up later. So it wasn't a savings of time like they kept saying, oh, we need to get the tracks open or, whatever their reasoning was. The other thing that Yoichi says is that the trench contents burned for 2 whole days. And that was way too long and way too hot to have only been vinyl chloride. Vinylidene chloride is also very volatile. So with even a small fire nearby from one of the other cars that had caught fire, that was probably the truthful reason that one of the cars could have exploded. And it would have been because it was vinylidene chloride, not vinyl chloride. So it's an interesting theory.
Yeah, it sure is. I hadn't heard it. I'll just do a screen share here because I haven't even heard of this molecule.
Right,
or
let
this,
me unshare.
Yeah, guys, I just wanted to show you. Here's the molecule. I hadn't even heard of this. And you say it's pretty dangerous stuff, Sandy. You being the physicist and scientist, I believe you. This stuff is so dangerous that they didn't want people to know it was in the tankers. And then the question becomes, why was it in the tankers? Where were the tankers headed? And what were they going to use it for?
Right.
Such an interesting theory.
Yep. So everyone should go read that because I'm only summarizing. This was like, 4 pages, 5 pages of data that he put into this article. All right. So we already talked about this, the criminal EPA scam of the windfall liens on people's property. And we went through this. The railroad should pay for the cleanup. It's their fault. But if the EPA establishes a super fund to clean it up, then liens are possible so they can get their money back for doing the cleanup. And if the property owners can't pay, then they do foreclosures, and that's how they get their land grab, which is what the people have been undergoing for years, decades.
And here's what's so outrageous about it. So we're to believe that the EPA cares so much about the taxpayer that they want to recover whatever it costs to help clean these properties up, when the banks, and Yellen in her own words, will get to pick and choose who lives and who dies based on whose deposits are guaranteed by the Treasury. Are you kidding me? Again, a government no longer buying for the people is not a government at all. And I think the founders had something to say about that, didn't they?
Yep. So probably the most important slide for all the people that live in that area and downwind. is what you can do to detox from the dioxins and the other chemicals, whether there's dioxins or not. Although I did just see an article and I had a hard time trying to find it, so I didn't include it here, but they did find dioxin levels 200 times higher than what they expected. So was that a real test? Was that a fake test? I don't know. I think Mike Adams reported on it, so I'll see if I can find that data. So chlorella and chlorophyll. So this is green, very green vegetables, very green leafy things. That will help to remove dioxins from your body. This is regardless of whether it came from this or not, because a lot of people have, like in rural areas that don't have trash service, will actually burn trash in their backyards in like a burn pit, a little tiny one. And that's no problem for food scraps and wood and things like that. But if you're going to start burning PVC, which is what vinyl chloride makes, then you can create small amounts of dioxins. And it doesn't take much to give someone a kind of a bad dose. So how do we keep ourselves healthy from all of that? Well, chlorella and chlorophyll. And actually chlorine dioxide, it doesn't make any sense that you would add more chlorine to this, but what happens is that oxygen is super good at binding to the bad stuff and taking it out. So it's actually a water purifier, and a lot of people do use it for medicinal purposes. So I'm just going to throw it out there that people need to do their research. But green tea, matcha tea, black tea, that will also help to detox. And vitamin C in high doses. For anyone that may have had a high exposure, like living in East Palestine or downwind, you can get an IV of high dose vitamin C. Again, talk to your doctor. I am not a doctor of medicine, but these are some ideas that my research has exposed. So Americans are under a lot of risk with this because these chemicals are on the trains all the time. They go through populated areas. And so there's always a high risk of this happening again, especially if what we were talking about before, that we've got actual groups or teams of people that are going through the country and doing this on purpose. And that was the end of my talk.
Boy, I wish we could open up the phone lines, as they say. This was a live show. I bet folks have lots of questions for you. Guys, forgive me if I don't ask any intelligent questions at this point. I think we've covered a lot of important material here, but one way I think to sort of sum up the conversation and come full circle is to just make the obvious statement that we truly are under a multifaceted attack. And the problem with destroying a civilization is that it's a lot easier than building one. And faster. These people, yeah, it's faster, and they're hell bent on destroying us, aren't they?
And look at all the food production facilities, chicken farms, the totally bull PCR test that they're using to find bird flu in one little chicken on a 1 million acre. You know, it's just no way. So it's a full scale attack. America is trying to be taken down from within. There's no doubt about it. There's every sign is there. People who deny this are just totally ostriches and have their heads in the sand and they don't even know what's going on. I will give my email address. I do on just about every video for anyone that would like to ask me a direct question about anything. If I don't know the answer, I will tell you I don't know the answer, but I'll try to find one for you. And that email is sandy10m at yahoo.com, sandy10m at yahoo.com. And I highly encourage anyone to write to me about anything, and I'll see what I can do.
Well, that's very generous. And you know who else does that regularly is my friend Harley Schlanger. He gives out his email address and he says that he continues to do it on my show because generally he hears from some of the most well-informed, actually caring people in the world. So hopefully you won't get too many trolls, Sandy. I think you're going to get some interesting queries from folks in my audience. We'll do one final screen share before we say our goodbyes. You know, I'm not saying this backs up the theory shared on Rents, but UK sending depleted uranium shells to Ukraine, tantamount to using a dirty bomb, says the Kremlin. So we know that extremely dastardly, nefarious things are happening in the Ukraine. And by the way, I don't know if you have any comment on it. You're pretty dialed in as somebody who's a former military, retired lieutenant colonel in the United States Air Force. Ukraine, a hub for sex trafficking, human trafficking, and absolutely nightmarish stuff going on there, right?
At least 40 American bioweapons labs as well.
Right.
That's why Putin went there, is because of the bioweapons labs primarily. and then to denazify that country, because that's essentially where the Nazis escaped to after World War II, and they've just been perpetuating themselves since then.
You know, it's so interesting, too. I think what's happening in Ukraine and the fact that this criminal government is sending more than $100 billion there so far that we know about, I'm sure it's far more than that. I think 110, 115 billion. I don't even know what the tally is, but I know that it's probably a lot more than the stated official amount. It's just the smoking gun of the New World Order. I mean, it's bad enough that Biden would stand up at the United Nations and basically sign over our sovereignty to the World Economic Forum and the United Nations. Pretty much he just did that recently. But in addition to that, to show up in Ukraine and pledge more billions of dollars to Zelensky, a cross-dressing puppet president, and to just channel our money and our resources there. And for Zelensky to say, you know, eventually you're going to have to send your sons and daughters to die here. And for the puppet Biden to be okay with that, that's a smoking gun. This whole Ukraine thing is a smoking gun proof that there is a new world order. We know that's true. They talk about it openly. But it's the smoking gun of what they're trying to do to the world. They want to introduce a one world government, and they want to destroy national sovereignty of this country and all sovereign nations. That's what they want.
Yeah. Good summary.
I'm sorry, what'd you say?
I said it was a good summary.
All right. Well, boy, I can't thank you enough for your time today. And I should tell people you are active on both Signal and Telegram, correct?
That's correct. That's how you could find me if you wanted to send me a message that way instead of email. But email is easiest. I check that more often than the other one.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm glad, very glad that Todd Callender hooked us up today. I really do appreciate it, guys. Our guest has been Sandy Maricki, Lieutenant Colonel, United States Air Force, retired. First of all, thank you for your service. Thank you for your dedication to the Constitution and the Republic, by the way, because I think I can speak for all of my audience. We are all sick to death of traitors. And that's what most of these people are. Katie Hobbs, Fetterman, the loons in California running that joint, the loons in New York State, in New York City running that joint. We are just sick and tired of the traitors. And boy, Lord Jesus, God in heaven, if you're listening to this conversation, please let there be justice. Let there be justice. We need to try these people for their crimes and bring them to justice. That's the easiest. That's the only way I can think to save the Republic.
I don't think there's any other way, unfortunately. And they're in it for the whole deal. This is them launching their plan now. They think they have it all under control. They have no fear. But I think we're starting to see their castles crumbling, because there's little evidences of it here and there, and with the little things that they say here and there, and it makes us feel like they are about to fail. And it fills me with hope.
Yeah, me too. I feel it in the air. There's something in the air, and it's called the Great Awakening. They want their Great Reset, and you're right. They are all in. They're all in, and they know. They know. And frankly, I think AOC talked about it regarding January 6th. She said, if we don't do something about this, we're all going to hang. I'm paraphrasing, but they know that they're all in, and they know that they've committed crimes against the Republic. And I got to tell you, it's really, really a incredible time to be alive, because spiritual warfare, it's in our faces, and we know the enemies of humanity are all in with their satanic agenda. Sandy, thank you so much. We really, really very much appreciate you. Thanks for being here today.
Thank you for having me.
A pleasure. Guys, thanks so much. I'll try to leave some links below for you, and stay tuned. If I can get to it, as soon as I find some free time, I'll try to do a little video about what we witnessed, and I might even get my wife on the line, because she said some really, really interesting things when we saw that Halloween room. And in the tour, they said to this day, the research continues as to why they called it the Halloween room. Well, I've got some ideas about that. And that pool, we've all seen the pool. Nobody would want to spend any time in that pool, let me tell you. All right, friends, thanks so much for tuning in. And I'll remind you every single day for free, join us directly at sgtreport.com. That's the antidote to corporate propaganda and all of those mockingbird mainstream media lies. God bless you and yours. Bye-bye.
Tenured Stanford Medical School professor. He's like, 11 years ago, the U.S. government reached out to me because I'm an expert on head injuries, on brain injuries, traumatic brain injuries, as a physician. And they had all these court cases from families of U.S. servicemen, over 100, who'd been killed by UFOs.